Senate Gaming Chairman Garrett Richter opened the hearing with a physical description of the legislation. It's hundreds and hundreds of pages of text that he says will totally rewrite gambling laws and occupy the legislature for the next several weeks.
The heavy lifting is now clearly in front of us.
The overriding point of it all is to authorize voters in Miami-Dade and Broward to approve two resort casinos, one in each county. Each would be an investment of no less than $2 billion, although neither could devote more than 10% of its floor space to gambling. The rest would be retail, entertainment, even high-end condominiums. To Miami-Dade Senator Gwen Margolis, that rule sounded like a threat to existing nightclubs, theaters, and restaurants.
They pull people in for gaming, but suddenly people are losing a lot of business.
Another part of the legislation creates a constitutional referendum on banning new casinos, but not until the ones in Miami-Dade and Broward had already been approved. Lake Worth Democrat Jeff Clemens found himself in a strange position.
In every other committee, I'm the over-regulator. And in this committee, it seems like I'm the free market guy. And I can't seem to get my head around why we're talking about a constitutional amendment to limit business in the state of Florida.
The gambling bills are being propelled by gambling interests and their lobbyists. But they face stiff resistance from legislative leaders and Governor Rick Scott, who faces a tough re-election in November. I'm Rick Stone in Tallahassee.